Taking the back roads, past the windmills and over the rugged hills to the Wyoming County Fair, though tough on a creaky used car, provides a satisfying journey topped off by the memorable, magnificent view that unfolds as you descend into the valley and into the village of Pike, New York. Of course, for those who wish to just stay on course, taking Route 78 to Route 19 South gets you to the fair in just about an hour.
Hey, how you doing? Does it cost anything to park or no? Does it cost anything to park or no? Just park wherever?
Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
But getting off the beaten path feels like the most appropriate way to get to the offbeat, very worthwhile, Wyoming County Fair, running in Pike through Saturday of this week.
Wear out your armor, wear out your tool work.
The blacksmith shop offers a good start at understanding the feel of this fair. Sitting inside a small, rickety building, more of a closet really, the blacksmiths, father and son, Dave and Danny Ott, might as well be whistling as they work over coals that can top out at 2,000 degrees Fahrenheit.
Yeah. That's the whole mission statement of the organization. Keep it alive, keep passing the knowledge on.
Okay. And now,
as New York State's leading dairy producer, Wyoming County's fair will have plenty of livestock, ably operated by the youth of the most active 4-H group in the state. A sign nearby welcomes you to 4-H and the revolution of responsibility.
Well, let's go see what's at the competition for the dogs and the horses, isn't it?
In the fairgrounds arena, young women in English riding outfits are taking part in horse competitions along the dusty grounds, silent as librarians.
Walk, please, and line up. Walk and line up.
The arena is encased in one direction by a hillside, with attached wooden benches and concrete steps.
The numbers that I read
on the other side, a wooden grandstand offers shade for a few hundred spectators. The scene is surrounded by a rickety fence. It's wood in need of some paint, but it's not lacking in charm. On Friday and Saturday night, the scene will erupt with roars and the sooty smells of a tractor pull.
We will be having a 45-minute lunch break when this class is done. A 45-minute lunch break when this class is finished.
There aren't many breaks for the people who run the Wyoming County Fair. A volunteer group of officers keeps things moving, like Superintendent Mike Roach, who says he's been an officer for nearly 25 years.
It's a family-friendly, inexpensive fair. You know, you pay your $5 to park. You can spend as much or as little as you want.
Right.
You run into people that you only see once a year here.
Yeah.
You know, people from the area that grew up here sometimes and have moved away will come back at fair time.
Gotcha. How are you?
I'm good. Nice to meet you.
Nice.
Connie Weaver has been an officer at the fair since 1973, now serving as secretary and treasurer. She says she writes paychecks from June to September to a handful of employees. Most of the fair is run by volunteers. A large food stand acts as a fundraiser for the Pike Fire Department. The rescue squads established in the towns throughout Wyoming County take turns manning the fair's first aid stand. Weaver says it's part of the spirit of the fair she's been coming to for decades.
Well, do you know, little old people park themselves in front of that people's hall and just meet and greet.
Oh, is that what they do?
Meet and greet.
Yeah?
They have places that they see each other once a year.
The People's Hall, perhaps the best name for any exhibit at any fair anywhere. As for meet and greet, it seems like that took up most of my 3 hours at the fair.
Frankie Jarnot, I worked with him in the fire department. He was one of the finest saviors of lives and property.
Don't believe everything
he says. This
guy
was unbelievable.
Sean Teedy.
Sean, we met at your office a couple of days.
Yes, Danny, I'm Dave.
Yeah. Mr. Moran.
Yes.
Deborah Welch, Wyoming County Cooperative Extension.
Mr. Moran again, yes.
How are you?
Frankie, if you're out my way, you know where I live.
Yep.
We'll go for a sandwich and a brewski.
Beer. That's something you won't find at the Wyoming County Fair. Though a cold one would have been welcomed on this hot Saturday afternoon, the absence of alcohol refreshment could be one of the contributing factors in the fair's refreshing, low-key vibe. At the Wyoming County Fair, you can unclench your fists. It's not Ralph Wilson Stadium. It's a county fair, one that organizers work to keep focused on its mission of education and promotion of agriculture. It has a small midway, a couple of games, and buildings of exhibits, and no admission charge, all in an area that looks like it could fit inside the parking lot at the Erie County Fair.
All 11.
The Wyoming County Fair runs through this Saturday. From Pike, New York, I'm Jay Moran, WBFO News.
Got it!
I got it. Somebody calling down there in 12. We'll check. That's a good one there. Anyone else? One winner. Pick out a nice prize. When you're ready, we'll do it again.